Growing use, growing need. Inside the Baxter Senior Center, today in the Upper Cumberland. We continue our focus on the work of senior centers across the Upper Cumberland. Today, a stop in Baxter with Assistant Director Tom Biddle. Tom Biddle, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
A lot of exciting things happening at the Baxter Senior Center.
We're growing leaps and bounds every day. We've just completed our third month in a row where we have served over 500 hot lunches to the seniors in our community.
I guess it shouldn't surprise us when you understand the growth that's happening in Baxter for everyone.
Yeah, Baxter is growing and growing and growing, and we're always trying to find ways to reach out to the new seniors. We know they're coming in the area. Let's see about getting them involved with our center.
Why do you believe the senior center, whether it's Baxter's or any senior center for that matter, why is it so important?
Well, it's very important because as we get older, sometimes we tend to get kind of settled in our ways and kind of, maybe not as active as we should. And so what the senior center does, any senior center in our area in Putnam County does, is to seek ways to get the seniors involved, get them out of the house, offer exercise classes, offer wellness activities, plus all of the other events and everything that goes on. There's bingo. There's chair volleyball. We even turn our little multi-purpose room into a full pickleball court to play pickleball. So it's important, and also our hot lunches are very important because actually in some cases that could be the only hot lunch or hot meal a senior has in a day. Okay, so we're constantly trying to find ways to help them have a better life, I guess. Offer an alternative to what they're doing.
How important is the camaraderie?
excuse me. It is very important. And we have that at Baxter Senior Center. And also, every senior center, has that. We all do a good job. At our center, it's all about the fun and laughter. We have so much fun, such a relaxed environment. And I like to say that when you come in to our house, you're family. So it's a good environment there, especially at Baxter Senior Center.
I'm always reminded, and Holly Williams does a good job of reminding us of this when we get around the holidays, that, our picture is that, as you age, that you've got grandchildren around and your kids are coming to visit and you have the chance to do things with friends that maybe you didn't have a chance to do because you were both working all those years. But the reality is there are so many seniors who don't have that family around, who don't have that support system, which is one of the things that the senior center provides.
Yes, we're always, like I said, don't mean to repeat myself, but we're always looking for ways to getting more and more seniors involved. We know that we're growing and growing and growing, but we also know that there are still people out there that we're not reaching and that we could offer some alternative, even if it's just coming in and playing cards or just coming in for lunch and visiting. But we just need to increase our efforts in getting more people involved. It's for their health. It's for their wellness. And it's for putting a little fun and laughter in your life.
You just can't overestimate the impact of that interaction on both your mental and physical health.
That's correct, because it's all tied into one. It is all one. If you're having fun and you're laughing, that means you're probably feeling real well and having a good time. We have dances. People come out and dance and stuff. And it's just, like you said, it's putting it all together, the fun, the laughter, like you said, the camaraderie, the activities. It's just one very, very beautiful experience for seniors.
Taking you inside the Baxter Senior Center as we visit with Tom Biddle, and we continue. Our conversation continues as we welcome you to the Baxter Senior Center. Tom Biddle is the assistant director there, and he's our guest. A little bit of history, if you can. Where is the Senior Center in Baxter? How long has it been there? How big a facility is it?
The Senior Center in Baxter is at 101 Elmertown Road. It is next right there. We're connected right to the primary school and also to the library, Putnam County Library. It's kind of a little bit hard to get to. We have a big sign out there. If you basically turn into the primary school first parking lot, we're all the way back at the end.
I know there's been talk about, you know, is there an opportunity to move somewhere else? Is there an opportunity for other facilities? Is that a dream? Is it something that's being worked on? Where does that stand?
That's a dream that's kind of been in discussions. We're working on, as you mentioned, the rebranding stuff, where we're doing some name changes and other things right now that have been really keeping us busy, in addition to just the way we're growing. but the main thing is, it is a dream to have a new facility, because we have outgrown where we're currently at. but it's not an easy thing. So we're going to think about talking about that a little bit more once we kind of get over this rebranding and everything, maybe like at the beginning of the next fiscal year.
The rebranding is something that's being done at a Upper Cumberland level, and it has to do with just the fact that, you know, generations change. I guess the perception, fair or unfair, maybe you can weigh in, Tom, but the perception is that senior centers are a place that you come get a hot meal and play bingo. But it's so much more than that.
It is so much more, and there is a stigma with I'm just admitting I'm old if I go to a senior center. And I don't think that there may be a lot of them think that we sit at a senior center, crochet, and play cards. But that it's a lot more than that. If anybody were to come on a Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday and watch us play chair volleyball, we also play pickleball. Like I said, we have dances and activities. So it is much, much more than just some place to come and sit and have a cup of coffee. We one of the things about our current growth is that it seems to be people who are interested in participating. So we're getting a lot more participants. We're increasing what we offer to them. Like I say, the bingo, of course, is a big part of that. and the bingo we have 2 days a week. There's no charge. Everybody wins a prize. We also, like I say, have the chair volleyball, which is so much fun. We laugh so hard, and we trash talk each other, and we, you know, it's really a very active, interactive type of enjoyment. It's a really nice event.
But it's to the point of, you know, generations change, and the group of people that are entering their 60s today are much different than our grandparents were in terms of what they've been exposed to, their interests. They might be on social media. They might be more prone to travel. I mean, just society's changed.
Yeah. Yes, and we feel that at the center, too, because, you know, our numbers may be down a little bit now because everybody I talk to is out working in their garden. You know, it's just that time of year. So the amount of people that come into the center is, you know, primarily hooked to the weather or what's going on. And you're right, the generation now is much, much more active. And that's one thing that we try to keep on top of, offering those things that are not only fun, but that they're very active, keep people involved. We have chair yoga. We have Tai Chi, excuse me. We have exercise classes, and we're continually looking to add more and more things.
I was wondering, do you find yourself being adventurous about offering things and seeing if it sticks? so to speak.
That's exactly right. Throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. And we're open. We tell our members all the time, we're open to suggestions. Let us know what you would like to do. Let us know what you would like to see. And so we recently, through this rebranding, is connected to a grant where we've been able to add shuffleboard table, a deck shuffleboard, pool table. We have ping pong. And to see us set it up is really kind of fun because we're using the hallway. We're using our exercise room, our multipurpose room. So we're using every inch of space that we can.
I'm curious, do things like classes work well? I mean, is there an interest in, you know, I've always wanted to learn about cooking, or I've always wanted to learn about architecture or this part of history, or those sorts of things. And here we are blessed to have, you know, a major university in our backyard where you've got experts on a lot of things.
We always are looking for and making calls to different organizations for them to come in. Tell us, come in, let us know what you want to do. We can talk about your activity. We have a lot of businesses that come in and offer the bingo for us, and we give them the opportunity to tell a little bit about themselves, what they do, hand out brochures or flyers. So classes are very important because it's an atmosphere where you get a group of people together and they're usually having fun and it can be healthy. It can be just fun. It can be arts and crafts. My wife currently does a lot of different arts and crafts at the center, Christmas things. And every holiday and stuff we try to build and have more and more classes. And with the emphasis on activities and wellness, we're always trying to add that different type of class that makes it interesting, because you have to keep the seniors in our community, we really have to keep engaged, because we don't want them to get bored or be walking around looking for something to do. That's why we always try to have something going on.
Again, address if this is a stereotype or not, Tom, but how about travel? How about taking day trips to places around Middle Tennessee or around the Upper Cumberland?
That's very popular. Currently, we are working on getting a van. And once we do get a van, you're right. We have offering our day trips. We can, that way, if we all go to the county fair on senior day, we can take a bus and go, so people don't have to take their own transportation. But that's a very popular program. Some of the centers have that and offer that currently. And it's a great thing. So hopefully this spring or summer we'll have our van.
Tom Biddle is assistant director of the Baxter Senior Center. Our conversation continues next. We roll on with Tom Biddle, who is the assistant director of the Baxter Senior Center. Why is this a passion for you?
I guess because I'm that age. I like to feel I'm active. I know what I can do and can't do anymore. And it's a passion for me because it's kind of something I've been involved in all my life and previous lives and stuff. I was involved very heavily in recreation at a younger age. And I could see the importance of offering classes even to a different age group at that time. At the time I was doing it, it was a program. Jazzercise was very, very big at the time that I was into that. And it gives me, I don't mean to sound corny, but it gives me a really good feeling to make people laugh. Everybody will tell you I'm a little bit of a ham and I love a microphone. So I like to entertain. I like to do that. So I'm not only giving or trying to offer them something, I'm getting a lot out of it too.
I bet you're getting more than you're giving.
That's true. That's very true. Just with the people that I get to meet, it's a blessing for me.
How can people in the community help you, Tom? And I don't want to just say just the Baxter Senior Center, mm-hmm. but virtually every community in our region has a senior center that's yes. at work. I mean, what can the average person do? What can the the average mom of a couple of kids do? What can a business person do? What can a charity do to get involved?
We're constantly trying to find different ways to do fundraising. Thankful to the businesses who do give us some donations, gift cards for our programs, prizes for our programs, because when I go into a business to ask for a donation, I'm probably one of 20 people who've come in that same day. So they get hit very, very hard. And most of them are all very, very generous. And not just cash donations. We have a small thrift store, which is doing very well, better than we expected, and donations of clothing. The only thing we really can't accept is children's clothes because we don't really have an outlet for that. But clothing, knickknacks, those type of donations, we use those. But it is very important that we find ways to make money, because as we grow, our expenses grow right along with us. And so we constantly have to find a way to stay slightly ahead of that. Businesses are, like I say, very good. What Baxter, we're growing now, and so we're just now starting to feel some bigger businesses coming into town. And we would like to get into a corporate sponsorship partnership with those businesses. So that's something that we're looking at more and more.
What would you say to the person who might be listening, or the mother or someone that might be listening that, I don't know if I want to try the senior center. What do you say to them?
You're really missing out, because it is so much fun. It is learning. It is education. We've had people come in and give local financial institutes come in and give investment ideas, keep us updated on the current scams and everything that's going in. Fire department comes in and gives us tips on how to protect our home. So they come in, again, not just to, and I hate to repeat myself, but not just to sit, drink coffee, and play cards. We're very active, and we want to continue to be helpful in providing information that they may need.
Sounds like you might be surprised at what all is going on at your senior center.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody who's not involved, and please come in and do a tour with us. We'll show you, walk around with you. We'll tell you what we've got going, show you around. And is it something 100% of people would love? No. Not, I don't believe anybody is. Anything can be 100%. But we would sure like to give it a try for you to come in, or for, whatever the situation is. We have a lot of younger mothers who will bring their mother or bring their grandmother with them in, and for the first couple of times, and get them acclimated. And once we know that there's a younger mother coming in, let's say with a grandmother, the people in the center take special pride in welcoming those persons. At Baxter Senior Center, and again at all senior centers, is very welcoming. We want you to come in. We want you to try to do things to get you out of a routine or something that may not be quite healthy for you. Unfortunately, we are at ages where we lose loved ones, and some people deal with it in different ways. But what I hate to see is someone sitting home by themselves when it's so easy to get to us and for us to help you and for us to keep you active in all different sorts of things to help you, because we've all been there.
Tom Biddle of the Baxter Senior Center is our guest. Before we run out of time with Tom Biddle of the Baxter Senior Center, give us the specifics. When are you open?
We are open 9 to 3, 5 days a week. We have card clubs that meet in the evening at 6 o'clock, 2 to 3 times a week. 12 o'clock, we always serve a hot lunch. Brent, our director, is an executive chef, so they're really good meals. They include water, coffee, sweet tea, milk to drink with the meals. Like I say, we probably don't get going too much until 10 o'clock. That's when most of our classes and everything start. Brent and myself, lots of times, are there at 8 o'clock, try to get some things that we need to get done before it starts getting busy. And we have, you know, typical days, like Fridays are very busy for us. The last Friday of every month, we do a potluck, and that's now 50 people. It's grown from 25 to 30 to 50.
Wow.
More. And our activities, we just recently had a St. Patrick's Day dinner and bingo, and we sold all 104 tickets, and we had like 90 people come and participate. So, and that's what makes me feel good, because you know, there's 90 people there, they're laughing, they're having fun, they're talking with friends, making new friends. Very important. I can't tell you how many times I've seen two couples, because of the room, they end up sitting together, and now they're friends. They're doing things on their own and stuff like that. So it's just that we offer just so much. Even when I'm talking about the basic things that we do, I still think there's so many other things that I don't see that happens, that goes on. And I think it's all good and for the benefit of our senior community.
Find out more about the Baxter Senior Center. You can stop by again next to Baxter Primary School. Tom Biddle, Assistant Director, thank you for spending this time with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.